You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right. Very glad to have you with us. We've got a big show for you. Carol Markowitz, normally with us or earlier in the week, is going to join us today. Also, Ari Zolden, who sometimes is with us for a Tuesday edition, is going to give us a tech update today. And we're going to take a look at CRT as it's trying to make its way into your classroom. Plus, breaking news right now. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you to the Thursday edition. We have got a very interesting day in front of us, friends, because we're going to kind of cover the entire gamut of topics. We're going to talk about kids in schools and the importance of what the back to school means, particularly in the public schools here in New York City. Carol Markowitz is going to discuss that with us. Ari Zolden is going to break down some new trends in technology that are, I think one of them is fairly encouraging, actually. And so I'm hopeful that you'll find that the same. And then the kind of the bad news, CRT is working its way very, very methodically, trying to get into your schools and what they're trying to do with your kids. Adam Waldeck will be with us, and we're going to discuss that with him. But I have to, and I have to deal with this. We didn't deal with it sufficiently yesterday. We touched on it with Kelsey Bowler. But I have to deal with this story of General Milley, General Mark Milley, who for some unexplainable reason decided in the waning days of the Trump administration to at least what we're being told now can be documented are two phone calls to China. Now, as these are being broken down, there's kind of a division being, you know, kind of leveled between the two, that one of them is kind of normal, the other one is not. That one of them is kind of standard operating procedure, the other one is a grotesque abuse of his power if it goes down the way it has been described in the book by Bob Woodward. Now, just a word on that for a second. Bob Woodward has made a career of breaking stories with insider information about things related to the executive branch. You may remember the movie All the President's Men. That was about Watergate, and he had, you know, Deep Throat, and Deep Throat was giving him all this information, and they were able to basically force a president to resign for bad behavior. That was what they were able to ultimately accomplish. No one is suggesting that the president needs to resign over what General Milley does or has done or is being accused of doing. But certainly there are a lot of people that believe that if it happens to be true, the very minimum for General Mark Milley is resignation. If what is being described as having happened actually happened, that what more likely should be a just outcome is for him to be court-martialed from the United States military. And President Trump claimed yesterday that he was completely in the dark as to General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, speaking to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of his administration. This is what the former president said exactly. Milley never told me about calls being made to China. From what I understand, he didn't tell too many other people either. He put our country in a very dangerous position, but Chinese President Xi knows better and would have called me. General Milley's contacts with a top Chinese military official are detailed in the forthcoming book co-authored by Bob Woodward. Now, let me just because I had an interesting conversation with Bill O'Reilly yesterday about this, and he doesn't buy it at all, nor do some former senators like Al D'Amato of New York State. But let me couch all that by saying this. There is tremendous amount of credibility for General Milley to lose if this ends up being true. That is true. So there might be some desire by a reporter to get him and to play the gotcha moment to make a name for themselves. I don't think that Bob Woodward generally falls into that category. I feel like that generally speaking, Bob Woodward has made his living and just does what he does. But let me also add, if he's lying about this, if he is misrepresenting something in his book that is not how the historical record portrays it. And from what I understand, it is likely that Bob Woodward received the phone call logs of these phone calls through FOIA or some other process, and that he can document the calls. Now, if he's also able to do that, is it possible that he was able to FOIA the transcripts of the calls and have the actual substance of the calls be provable as well? If that is in fact what reporter Bob Woodward has done, that he subpoenaed or FOIA'd or whatever the process was to get the transcripts of the calls between General Milley and the Chinese counterpart, and they prove what Woodward asserts in his book, then General Milley has to resign. He has to be, according to some, court-martialed. He has to be dealt with in a way that brings about justice for America. Now, yesterday you had people dismissing this out of hand, saying this is nothing. All generals do this. This doesn't really mean anything. And friends, I just got to tell you, that's just not true. That's just plain not true. There are two things asserted in the book. One is that he said to the Chinese counterpart, you know, we're not attacking. Don't go into a defensive posture, blah, blah, blah. Trying to clear the air of one specific impression that was happening. That would likely be true if we were trying to calm nerves, if there was something miscommunicated, etc. And that would be normal. That would be a normal thing for a general to do. It's the second phone call and the second point of substance that's under debate, which is, did General Milley say to his Chinese counterpart, and if we go into a hostile position, if we go into an offensive preparation, if we are going to challenge you in the seas near Taiwan, if we're going to do something that's going to be concerning to you, I will call, I will alert, I will message, I will do something that tips you off, lets you know, gives you some sort of understanding of what's happening. If he did that in any way, if he said that he would basically tell the people that we were going to take national security action against, if he implies, if he leaves it with the impression of, if there is any form of a hint that he's saying that he's going to let them know, tip them off, give them the information ahead of time of some way so that they can then take a defensive position and you know, be at the ready, then he hasn't just committed a court-martial offense. He hasn't just broken protocol. He hasn't just gone beyond etiquette. He's committed treason. He has provided aid, comfort, knowledge, and information for the opposing nation. If this is what he's promised, that's what it is. It's nothing short of that. So at the very least, What needs to happen, and this was widely accepted yesterday, and I'm hoping that it does happen quickly, is that you need to have defense oversight committees, foreign affairs oversight committees in the Senate, in the House, hearings yesterday. Milley on the record, sworn oath for all things said. He needs to be confronted with the words from the actual transcripts of his phone call, and he needs to give an account for what he meant and what he is saying in the very text of those messages. And if it doesn't match up, then action needs to be taken. Probably should be dismissed. Maybe he needs to be put on trial. We'd have to find out. Interestingly enough, while all of this is bubbling up, yesterday the UK, Australia, and the United States pledging submarines for Australia in the South Pacific so that they can better protect their shoreline from a potentially hostile China, but also for any interference in Taiwan. Very, very interesting news development as we closed out the day yesterday. And anything that develops on that in the days to come, we will certainly be bringing Gordon Chang back soon to talk about all of this. And I hope that he's able to join us sooner than later. Anyway, that's the latest. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Carol Markowitz goes right after the people, the schools, the ones that are trying to manipulate your kids' experience this fall. She's with us next. Don't go away.